Sunday Sports Roundup on Alive 90.5. Your sound, your community. 2:30 here on Sunday, March the 29th. And big news this week. On Friday, the New South Wales Rugby League made the decision to immediately cancel 9 major competitions for 2020, including the Canterbury Cup, in response to the coronavirus pandemic. We're lucky enough to have New South Wales Rugby League CEO David Trodden on the line. Good afternoon, David.
Good afternoon.
Thank you very much for joining us. I understand you've got a very hectic schedule on at the moment. It's been a big week for the organisation. Just talk us through how you got to the decision.
Yeah, well, it's been a difficult week for everybody, obviously, but we were in a position where it was important for us to give all of our clubs some certainty about what was happening with our competitions. As you're probably well aware, from the start of the week, that the advice in relation to the safety of playing contact sport and the spread of coronavirus changed fairly dramatically on Sunday and Monday of last week. And from that, it became clear to us that it was going to be a fair while before it would be possible to safely play any sort of significant rugby league competitions. Our competitions, our major competitions at least, are different from the NRL in that the NRL are in a position where they can sort of extend the end date of their competitions quite significantly and potentially play up right up until Christmas. So they can postpone the decision about the future of the competitions for a couple of months just yet. Unfortunately, we're a little bit more heavily constrained than that with ground availabilities and the like and contractual issues. And so with our competitions, it's not really possible for us to extend beyond the scheduled completion date. And so the window for us to make that decision about cancellation or otherwise is a fair bit narrower than the NRL. And really to get our major competitions, particularly the Jersey Fleet competition and the Canterbury Cup competition, completed in any viable way, we would have to start by the 1st of June to get pretty much a full round in. And you know, it became apparent during the course of the week that that just wasn't going to be possible. So in those circumstances, better to give everybody a high degree of certainty and cancel the competitions for this year so that you know, concentration can be now devoted to getting those competitions back up and running next year. The difference between those competitions and some of our other competitions is that we have 12 teams in the Canterbury Cup. We have 13 teams in the Jersey Fleet. And so to get a full round in takes us a fair bit longer. We can't compress games so that teams play more than one game in a week, so that because of the semi-professional nature of those competitions. So our options were a fair bit more limited than the options that exist for some others.
Yeah, most certainly. You brought up some really good points there, David. Just in terms of, give us an insight of who's involved in these decisions. Is it the New South Wales Rugby League, the NRL, the government? Who plays what role in determining these sorts of decisions?
So all of those people. So ultimately the board of the New South Wales Rugby League make the decision, but we're in very close contact with the NRL and the NRL senior executives and Dr. Paul Bloomfield, their medical advisors, so we rely heavily on their advice. We're also in very close contact with the Queensland Rugby League as well, because we've taken the view all the way through this crisis that it's extremely important for the game to act in a unified, consistent sort of fashion with important decisions such as this. And so during the course of last week, we were in close contact with the Queensland Rugby League Board as well. And you'd probably be aware that on Friday afternoon, they made a similar decision to the decision we made regarding the cancellation of the Intra-Super Premiership and Hastings Deering Cup.
Yeah, that's right. The Queensland Cup made a similar decision. With these decisions being made, there's also some financial implications for the players involved. Now, given the semi-professional nature, sometimes this isn't their only source of income. But how does now, given the decisions that have been made, particularly with the Canterbury Cup, how does that affect the players and the staff involved in those teams?
Well, I think they're affected in exactly the same way that everybody else is affected, with jobs and businesses that shut down. So, you know, given that all of those people are employed not by the New South Wales Rugby League but by individual clubs, how individual clubs choose to deal with each of those people is a matter for the individual clubs. But, you know, I think it would be it'd be pretty difficult for clubs to continue to employ players and other staff and to continue to pay them in circumstances where the competitions have been cancelled for the year. So, you know, my expectation would be that they'd be talking to their players and staff at the moment about, you know, how they propose to work through their individual arrangements.
Sunday Sports Roundup on Alive 90.5, your sound, your community. I'm Tony Salerno speaking to New South Wales Rugby League CEO David Trodden about the New South Wales Rugby League and the NRL's decision to cancel nine major rugby league competitions, including the Canterbury Cup. Of course, we've spoken about the Canterbury Cup, David. How about, where does this leave the Ron Massey Cup and Sydney Shield? Of course, the Ron Massey Cup has the Fijian Silk Tails in it as well. So given the border restrictions, how hard does that make it for the comp to continue?
Well, it makes it a little bit harder. One of the things about the Ron Massey Cup and the Sydney Shield is that with a couple of less teams in the competitions, there's a greater degree of flexibility about how we can recut those competitions. So we're not in a position where we need to make an immediate decision about the future of that. We can postpone that decision a little bit and recut the competitions a little differently and hopefully get some footy in at some stage during the course of the year. As you said, travel restrictions with the Fiji team are an added layer, but one of the options that we're presently exploring is that if say we get to a point where we can start competitions in say July, for instance, it may be that we can get the Fiji team to come to Sydney at least 2 weeks before that, self-isolate for a couple of weeks and then stay in Sydney and play from a Sydney base for the balance of the season so that they can get some footy in as well. So there are a couple of options in relation to those competitions and in particular in relation to the Fiji involvement, which aren't you know, which we didn't have available to us with the Canterbury Cup. You know, the same option, for instance, in the Canterbury Cup wasn't open to us with the Warriors in terms of getting them to stay here on base here.
Yeah, most certainly. And a difficult question as well, this one. Of course, this has a big implication on not just the New South Wales Rugby League, but also the NRL as well. How different are we expecting the competition to look next year in terms of a lot of the New South Wales Rugby League feeder teams feed up to the NRL teams? Say, for example, some of the NRL teams don't quite make it past next season. What does that do for their feeder clubs like Blacktown Workers Seagulls and Newtown, hypothetically, if their NRL clubs aren't quite there?
Well, I think it's probably too early to speculate about things like that. But, I mean, I'm not expecting our competitions to look too much different next season. I mean, as you correctly said, I mean, our competition's essentially a feeder competition for the NRL. And so it will always be the case that NRL teams need somewhere for their excess players to play. And so there'll always be a viable New South Wales competition, Canterbury Cup competition, for that purpose, if for no other purpose. And so I'm not necessarily expecting it to be too much different, but really too early to see how that plays out as yet, because the other point you correctly made is that how the NRL clubs come out of all of this will be a large determinative factor of how we'll finish up.
Most certainly. And just before we let you go, David, how about, can we get an update on maybe junior footy and bush footy as well in New South Wales? How what's the current status with those?
Well, they're currently suspended, but not cancelled. So the window for those competitions is a lot wider for us as well. So we have a capacity with those competitions to do a lot of interesting things, like playing gala days and smaller rounded competitions, and so the options for those competitions are significantly greater than they are for some of our other semi-professional competitions, and so I remain reasonably optimistic that we'll get some footy in our regional competitions and certainly in our junior competitions. What that actually looks like just at the moment, I'm not quite sure, but I'm reasonably optimistic that footy of some sort will be played. You know, we've got a rugby league. In fact, all sport really has a very important healing function to play in the community once this current crisis is over. And so we're really conscious of that. And at a community level, you know, we really want footy in some form to take place during the course of the year so that we can, be part of the solution for the healing that has to go on after coronavirus.
Most certainly. David Trodden, thank you very much for joining us on the show this afternoon. You've been excellent. We really appreciate your time. Hopefully we can get you on the show again in more positive circumstances.
I'd love to do that.